from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, sending your kids out trick-or-treating today, especially the older ones. Make sure you know if your town has a curfew. Many of them do. The times range from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. But in general, kids under 18 have to be off the streets when the curfew takes effect. A Rutgers University student is busted for recording girls using dorm showers at the New Brunswick campus.
Rutgers police got a call on October 2nd reporting a female student had been recorded while in the bathroom. In the following weeks, police received reports of similar incidents in nearby dorms. Investigators traced the incidents to 18-year-old Michael Williams of Philadelphia, who's accused of using his cell phone to record multiple victims. Williams is charged with three counts of invasion of privacy and one count of tampering with evidence. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Mays Landing woman lied about her child's cancer treatment to delay court proceedings against her, police say. 37-year-old Alicia Campbell was facing trial on theft and forgery charges in connection with her job at the Greenbrier Ocean Air Community and Golf Course. Ocean County prosecutors say Campbell took more than $175,000. She was indicted in January, but in April she told the court her child was undergoing cancer treatments in Philly and Texas. Investigators say she forged letters from doctors her child never hospitalized. Atlantic City is not seeing a huge candidate pool for part-time Class 2 law enforcement officer positions to handle the surge of seasonal visitors. Police Chief James Sarko says there is funding for 70 Class 2 officers, but so far they only have five, all of them retired officers.
What we've done previously is we've taken all of our Class 2s and made them full-time to fill in vacancies in our full-time ranks. But what we see is when we put out requests for applicants, we get a lot more people who apply for the full-time positions and not as many who apply for the Class 2s.
The city is now considering ending its Class 2 program for additional officers and instead hiring full-time officers before next summer. You can hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com. Click on demand. Hope the candy doesn't melt while you're trick-or-treating. It's hot. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There are certain days on the calendar where the weather forecast gets really important, and Halloween, absolutely one of them. I'm happy to pass along the best possible news for trick-or-treaters across New Jersey. Today stays completely dry, just like the rest of October. Mostly sunny skies, near record warmth this afternoon, highs holding near 80 degrees. Tonight stays mild, almost summer-like. We're only dropping into the 60s under partly cloudy skies, and still warm tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Although tomorrow is our cold front day, so that'll drive in a brief shower in the morning, then clearing to sunshine. It's going to be a breezy day tomorrow, too. The cooler air comes into play this weekend. Sunshine on Saturday, high scale back to the upper 50s to around 60. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather is brought to you by NJ Diet. With NJ Diet, there are no shots, no hormones, and no surgery. You'll lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days the natural way. Call 8555-NJ-DIET, 8555-NJ-DIET, or go to njdiet.com. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And right now in Berkeley Heights, it's 73 Manalapan. It's also 73. Salem is 72.
Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.